local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We start hour number three. Happy Wednesday. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Infotaining you on your drive home as you get caught up in everything happening in your world today. We start with today's top three stories. Donald Trump in New York City implying that he'll be convicted in his criminal hush money case.
This is all because of Joe Biden and his, and I don't even think it's him. I don't think he's smart enough to think about it. But it's the people that surround him in the office.
And telling reporters it's a weaponization of the justice system. The jury started its deliberations today. Most legal scholars say that even if Trump were to be found guilty, it would be a long shot that he would actually be imprisoned. The World Central Kitchen today says it's pausing operations in Rafah. This as Israel has resumed its strikes on the city after a weekend strike killed dozens of civilians. Also today, the world's largest humanitarian network is calling for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. That's the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. President Biden going after Donald Trump in the campaign trail.
The threat that Trump poses is greater in his second term than his first. It's clear that when he lost in 2020, something literally snapped in the sky.
A rare joint appearance with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, as the campaign says they're increasing outreach to black voters. They did so in Philadelphia today. This comes after polls showed that Biden's support among black voters was dropping while Trump was gaining votes there. We'll get a look at our local headlines right after traffic and weather together, starting with Alan Strum.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with lows mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. And a jump ahead to Friday shows a small chance for rain. It's a 40% chance over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and just a couple of traffic notes here. For starters, we do have an accident report. I believe this was from earlier. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, this is if you are traveling just past, East Spencerfield Road. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure of that. We didn't really have any congestion in that area when this traffic report was first reported, but we do have some very minor, like short-lived backups there, so I'll just keep an eye on it, but I wouldn't worry too much about it at this time. As for what I would worry about if I were you, is Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we still got some pretty heavy congestion there, and then maybe a little bit as you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway approaching Highway 87. Outside of those two spots, though, there's not much that appears is going to hold you up for too long. But this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today, Joe.
All right. Looking at our local headlines today, Congressman Matt Gaetz touting some big local wins that are included in this year's National Defense Authorization Act. He says the annual defense spending budget includes $191 million for military construction at bases and training facilities in Florida's 1st District.
The Northwest Florida Military Mission has had more than $800 million in additional investment during my time in the United States Congress. For our community, that means more money for the folks that run the dry cleaning businesses and the restaurants and all of the different local business firms.
Gaetz tells WKRG that $98.5 million is going towards the building of the Advanced Helicopter Training System hangar at NAS Whiting Field. Another $16.5 million towards construction of a hurricane-ready dorm at NAS Pensacola. Gaetz says there's also a requirement for the Navy Secretary to come up with a plan to replace the Blue Angels hangar. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves not commenting further on the resignation of Assistant City Attorney and Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay. He says he'll let her resignation letter speak for itself.
Our statement is certainly we wish her the best, and we accepted her resignation, and we move forward from there. And I'm really excited what Adam Cobb is doing in the city attorney's office, And, you know, I know we'll get a good replacement and continue to have a great office there that continues to grow and expand and do a great job for us.
And Lindsay resigned 2 weeks after Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade filed a lawsuit against her that alleges she's been unwilling to comply with public records requests. In her resignation letter, Lindsay says she sincerely regrets that her job as Milton's mayor interfered with her role with the city of Pensacola, but, quote, I look forward to clearing my name in upcoming proceedings. Tate High School getting a big financial boost to renovate an unused auto body shop on campus. When the renovations are completed, they'll start a program to train students as certified auto service technicians.
This really will be able to change the trajectory of a number of students' lives. Also, they will have transferable skills that will allow them to go into other areas if they are so inclined.
A Triumph Gulf Coast awarding the school with a $617,000 grant to complete the renovations. According to Channel 3, the program should launch in the fall of 2025. And finally, a common question for ECUA. Will bulk pickup return to weekly collection without needing to call in advance? We asked ECUA's Bruce Woody.
Driving routes where we're only picking up something from every 200th home is pretty wasteful on fuel and staff time.
Right.
It's still even though we're asking you to call up to at least 2 p.m. or earlier ahead of your pickup time, even though we ask you to call, it's still a free service.
And Woody says that while making that phone call may not be convenient, it is the best way for them to keep the service free. He does say that in about a month, though, you should be able to do that on their mobile app. We'll take a break there at 6:18. Back with our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Pensacola City Council decision to make the land that used to be the home of the Malcolm Young Gym available for affordable housing through the Community Land Trust. Also talked about the Emergency Operations Center briefing that we got yesterday in Santa Rosa County and Escambia County, and the CORE program that Escambia County has been using to get people off of drugs very, very effectively. And what's the right way to eat an Oreo cookie? You can listen to all of those conversations at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin with you. Hour number three, 6:22 is the time as we press on here, taking a look at our state headlines before our next update on the roads and weather. We start in Miami today, where the State Board of Education ratified several new measures to mirror Florida law. Here is Karen Curtis with more.
The State Board of Education ratified several measures, including one centered around improving school safety protocols, including emergency response plans, mental health resources, and campus security enhancements.
Doors locked and safe spaces recognized and bring everybody into compliance. And it will take the ambiguity out for the educators, our teachers in the classrooms. They'll know what to do. There won't be any question about what the right thing to do is.
The board also ratified a new measure that allows student athletes to continue playing sports even if they graduate early, and to change the word gender to sex in accordance with Florida law. Karen Curtis, Miami.
And new legislation will soon go into effect to improve health care access in rural Florida communities. Governor DeSantis signed 9 bills into law yesterday, and one of them will create a new category of rural emergency hospitals starting in July. The facilities will be eligible for Medicare payments and licensed by the state. This means they can provide emergency and outpatient services.
The Florida High School Athletic Association has a big meeting scheduled for next Tuesday, where they'll vote on name, image, and likeness for high school athletes, and they could also vote on adding an 8-team championship division for all team sports. Under the proposal, it would take the 8 highest-ranked teams on Max Preps rankings, regardless of classification, and place them into their own brackets. So I think, you know, as I've kind of thinking my way through this, I'm not a huge expert on like the different classifications, but of course there are public and private schools, right?
Right.
So let's just say that, and I'm not sure what division Pensacola Catholic High School is in, but let's say that they're in the division 3 or whatever. But if they're like super good and Max Preps ranks them because, you know, they're a private school and they've got a lot of great players or whatever, and if they're like a top 8 team in the state regardless of classification, they could go up against some of the division 1 public schools in the postseason. That's the way I understand this. So
yeah, no, and that's the thing. That's going to be interesting, because just because you have a school that's prominent amongst their competition, it doesn't mean that they're going to be prominent amongst some of the bigger wigs out there. But I don't know. We'll see. And a new law may protect seniors from getting scammed. This was another bill that DeSantis signed yesterday. It allows banks to delay a transaction if an employee thinks a senior may be getting exploited. St. Petersburg State Senator Daryl Rowson sponsored Senate Bill 556. He says it's necessary because many people are at increased risk of financial exploitation because of their age or disability. The new law takes effect on January 1st. 625 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Still some very minor backups on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And some on Navarre Parkway still. If you're traveling westbound, approaching Highway 87. Outside of those two spots, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
All right, here's Alan.
Partly cloudy skies for the overnight hours with overnight lows in the low 70s. More sunshine with a few clouds mixed in on Thursday. Highs will mainly be in the upper 80s. The weather dry Thursday. There's a small 20% chance for a pop-up shower on Friday. And the weekend rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Morning Weather Forecast.
All right, and in national news, violent storms in Texas yesterday blamed for at least one death. Hurricane force winds blew through Dallas and later Houston, where a boy was killed when a house under construction collapsed. At last check, hundreds of thousands of customers still without power, and authorities say it could take days to get the lights turned back on for everyone.
And the Coast Guard has offloaded nearly $500 million worth of illegal drugs in San Diego. The U.S. seized more than 33,000 pounds of cocaine in February and March near Mexico, Central America, and South America. The drugs were found on 8 different boats and had a street value of $468 million.
That's not a small amount.
No, it is not.
Harvard adopting a new policy of not commenting publicly on issues not related to the school's core function. The policy was established after months of controversy and protest related to the war between Israel and Hamas. A working group formed to address the issue found that the school's credibility is compromised when it speaks out on matters outside areas of expertise. Listen, I think that's noble. In no matter if you're a conservative or you're not a conservative, that generally organizations should stay in their lane and just do what they do.
Well, and that's the thing, you've heard these Ivy League schools kind of talking about, well, we appreciate our rich tradition of protest. It's like, okay, but we need to have a limit here, and if you bleed over that, then maybe it needs to be taken away. I don't know. So, I can get behind what Harvard's doing. South Korea accusing North Korea of sending balloons full of excrement over the border. Michael Kastner has more about that.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
The South Korean military says over 260 large balloons have been seen floating over the border this week with objects tied to them. Most of the balloons landed on the ground, and military response teams were sent to inspect and collect the objects, which turned out to be trash and excrement. The balloons seemed to be in response to South Korean balloons that were sent north recently, carrying anti-Pyongyang leaflets, mini radios, and flash drives with K-pop music.
Smooth like butter.
I'm Michael Kastner.
I mean, that's a like-for-like response, as far as I'm concerned.
I guess, yeah, sure. I guess there's a saying that a buddy of mine says, when they go low, I go lower, and I guess North Korea did that.
Let's see what else we got. The farm bill is poised to become a major talking point in the lead-up to the election. We didn't do this one, right?
No.
All right. Politicians on both sides putting forward different proposals. Democrats like Texas's Greg Kassar are pushing a version that allows the food stamp program to be expanded.
It's such a successful program for making sure our food banks run and that our seniors and people with disabilities and working class parents can put food on the table.
And the version that was passed out of a House committee only allows for SNAP benefits to increase with inflation. Republicans say that ensures a cost neutral approach. The Senate will start work on their version when they get back in June.
And Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito rejecting calls to recuse himself from cases involving Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Democrats have called on him to recuse himself from the cases after it was reported an upside-down flag was flown outside the justice's house shortly after the January 6th Capitol riot. Some say the flag symbolizes the Stop the Steal campaign. Alito, in a letter to House and Senate Democrats, said that it was his wife who flew the flag and he had nothing to do with it.
6:30 on the nose.
Just in
time. Just as Austin finished there, that means we'll step aside for a Fox News break. When we return, looking at what's going on in the sports world tonight, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, and wackier stories as well. All that coming up in the second half hour, 6:30 the time here at Pensacola right now.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Day one of jury deliberations ends with no verdict in the Donald Trump hush money trial. The panel has been sent home for the night, but not before sending a note to Judge Juan Merchan asking for a readback of testimony of National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and a repeat of some jury instructions. After court was adjourned, Trump again slammed Judge Merchan.
We already have the win. If we had a fair judge, this case would have been over a long time ago.
Deliberations will resume tomorrow morning. President Biden holding a campaign rally in Philadelphia today. Fox's Madison Allworth is there.
The campaign announcing a new initiative, Black Voters for Biden-Harris, with President Biden himself during the campaign event saying the reason why he made it to the White House in 2020 is because Black Americans voted for him.
The Biden campaign says they plan to spend eight figures on Black community outreach. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. While the U.S. economy continued to expand in the spring, businesses faced with persistent inflation and political uncertainty have been turning somewhat more pessimistic. That's one of the findings from the Federal Reserve's just-released Beige Book. The report suggests the economy is unlikely to speed up until inflation slows further, which could allow the Fed to lower interest rates. Get ready for another new music competition show, maybe a couple of them actually, on Netflix this time. The Wall Street Journal reports that the streaming giant is developing new music competition shows in the image of long-running broadcast hits like American Idol and The Voice as it tries to expand the breadth of its programming and appeal to the tastes of its nearly 270 million subscribers. The Journal says there's one show in the works tentatively called Building the Band. Well, led by blue chips, U.S. stocks sank today. The Dow Industrial slid 411 points. The S&P 500 dipped 39. The NASDAQ Composite, 99. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is on the fifth-year option of his rookie deal and is looking for a long-term contract. Ayuk, who had over 1,300 receiving yards last year, isn't a better all-around player than Deebo Samuel, but he is the better natural wideout. Deebo is under contract through 2025, and I think the 49ers eventually get an extension hammered out with Ayuk and then look to trade Deebo this upcoming offseason. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
what's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. So there were two spots in particular that we had been covering previously this hour. That was Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. However, both of those places have seemingly cleared out, so if you're dealing with any trouble on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with lows mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. And a jump ahead to Friday shows a small chance for rain. It's a 40% chance over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, anything intriguing in our sports headlines today?
Yeah, it's got a few MLB teams playing here. The Marlins did beat the Padres 9-1, so a good win for Miami there. Much needed one, too. I think the Padres got like 10 wins on them, so that was crucial. Let's see. At the end of the third, the Rays and Athletics tied at zero. Well, now top of the fourth. Top of the second, Braves and Nationals tied at zero as well. You can catch the Braves-Nationals game on ESPN Plus if you are so inclined. Let's see. Next up tonight, we've got Stars at Oilers. You can catch that at 7:30 on TNT. It's the Western Conference Finals, Game 4. Dallas is up 2-1 there. And speaking of Dallas, the Mavericks don't have as much to cheer about today. They were up 3-0 on the Timberwolves heading into last night's matchup. But T-Wolves finally showing some life. They escaped the Mavs last night 105-100. They return to Minneapolis tomorrow night for Game 5. And the Ultimate Series winner will face the Boston Celtics in the finals. Joe, just quick yes or no question. Can the Timberwolves pull it off? The 3-0 comeback has never happened for the sake of context.
No, it hasn't. They can. They can.
Yeah.
They won't. Unless, if they win tonight, or tomorrow rather, and it's 3-2 and it goes back to Dallas. I mean, all the pressure is on Dallas right now, you know, to finish it off because – again, I think a lot of people are just not going to be able to shake out the imagery of the what the Timberwolves were able to do with the Nuggets. Now, I think there's questions about, you know, how much stamina. But listen, belief is a dangerous thing, man. And, you know, for the Timberwolves to get the job done and they go on to Game 5, and if they're able to get that done, all of a sudden the belief just keeps going, and Dallas has their last chance to win the series at home in Game 6. That's a lot of pressure on the Mavericks. But so, yes, they can. That is the answer to your yes or no question.
Well, and not only that, I just think it's even if Dallas, like, let's say they blow the 3-0 lead, but then they win in seven. It's like, I know it's a one game at a time thing, but you got to consider, I mean, the Celtics are already resting up, focusing on you.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you
got to try to pinch this
be,
one.
That could be a bad or good thing, you know, for the Celtics. You know, I mean, yeah, they're going to get some guys healthy too, but maybe the edge kind of wears off a little bit, but who knows?
Yeah, if Dallas keeps, you know, if they keep rolling, they're going to be maybe more battle-tested. I don't know. It can be a blessing and a curse. We'll just have to see. But moving over to the MLB here, we already gave our score updates, but a quick headline. Players from the historic Negro League are getting their statistics officially incorporated into the MLB records. Negro League statistics were elevated to Major League status back in 2020, and the addition of their stats officially makes Hall of Fame catcher Josh Gibson one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Gibson, he spent his entire career in the Negro Leagues. He's now MLB's new all-time career leader in batting average and slugging percentage, and holds the all-time single-season records in each of those categories. So, Joe, another yes or no question here. Is Josh Gibson the GOAT?
Oh, boy.
It's a loaded question. Tough to gauge.
Well, listen, I'll be honest with you. I don't think any player from that era could be classified as the greatest of all time simply because...
It's a discussion in all sports.
They weren't playing the best talent possible. And I mean, that includes Babe Ruth. You know, one funny thing about, you know, Babe Ruth is that, you know, a lot of people referred to Babe Ruth as the white Josh Gibson. And then people referred to Gibson as the black Babe Ruth. So, you know, I mean, he was definitely known at the time. And of course, it was a different league and different competition and different schedules and all that. But yeah, it's hard for me to say, you know, again, no disrespect or whatever to anybody in that era, but it's just a completely different society, completely different sport. You have specialized, you know, bullpens, and just everybody has the opportunity, regardless of skin color, to, if you're one of the best in the sport, you're playing in the major leagues right now. And so, I mean, is that sufficient?
No,
I would say no.
I think you're right. I mean, the standard of athlete has greatly risen, and it's, as you said, everyone's playing amongst everyone now, so you just have all the more direct of a gauge of, you know, how they
roll. I mean, listen,
up.
There's some things about baseball that I think have declined. I mean, everybody just swings for the fences right now. I mean, batting average is such a stat of the past because nobody hits under nobody hits over like 280 now. Everybody's just – it's all about launch angle. It's all about the different analytics, you know. So the shift, right, because they eliminated the shift in baseball because hitters aren't good enough to get force defenses out of the shift, you know. So there's some things about baseball that I think have taken a step back as well, but – That's my thoughts.
Either way, the game's changed. Yeah. And then lastly here, very quickly, in golf news, all charges have been dropped against world number one golfer Scottie Scheffler.
Detective Gillis was concerned for public safety at the scene when he initiated contact with Mr. Scheffler. However, Mr. Scheffler's actions and the evidence surrounding their exchange during this misunderstanding do not satisfy the elements of any criminal offenses.
Yeah, just for some context here, because we've covered it before, Scheffler was charged with assault of a police officer as he was attempting to enter the PGA Championship in Kentucky about 2 weeks ago. Police say Scheffler ignored instructions while police were investigating a traffic fatality, and Scheffler himself said that it was just a big misunderstanding. The Jefferson County attorney dismissed the charges in court that was earlier today. Yeah. Just about 6:45, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, as I said in the last update, looking good. Same with Navarre Parkway. And outside of that, everything else was going all right. So there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy skies for the overnight hours with overnight lows in the low 70s. More sunshine with a few clouds mixed in on Thursday. Highs will mainly be in the upper 80s. The weather dry Thursday. There's a small 20% chance for a pop-up shower on Friday. And the weekend rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, health, business, and science notes today. Some researchers at Emory University say the latest technology can predict the success rate of an upcoming organ transplant. They've developed an AI system that can predict the success of heart transplants more accurately than traditional methods. The study found that AI was at least 10% better at predicting transplant outcomes and providing early warning signs of rejection.
And millions of dollars from companies worldwide have been lost to cyber criminals using deepfake scams, and experts warn it could get worse. Aaron Real has more.
A deepfake is an image, video, or sound of a real person that has been digitally altered to convincingly misrepresent someone, and it's working. Businesses are regularly attacked. Public accessibility to generative AI, apps like ChatGPT, have made it much easier for cybercriminals. Experts say this will likely get worse before it gets better, but they recommend businesses use code words, improve staff education, employ cybersecurity testing, and have multiple layers of approvals for all transactions. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
All right, thank you very much. Wall Street closing sharper today. This comes as the 10-year Treasury note yield rose higher for a second straight day. Investors also lowering expectations on any rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 411 points to 38,441. The S&P 500 dropped by 39, and the NASDAQ fell by 99 points as well.
And a $25,000 all-electric Jeep vehicle will be available in the U.S. very soon. That's according to the Stellantis CEO, Carlos Tavares. Stellantis currently offers a low-cost electric SUV model for about $25,200 in Europe. The Jeep Wagoneer SUV is expected to be the company's first all-electric vehicle offered in the U.S. later this year.
In some lighter news headlines today, Disney giving the first look at Moana 2. First trailer for the teaser trailer for this 2016 sequel is out now. Auli'i Cravalho and Dwayne The Rock Johnson will reprise their roles as Moana and Maui. The first film made a splash at the box office, bringing in $687 million and earning two Oscar nominations. It hits theaters on November 27th. That's probably like the day or two after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. And if you were listening a little while back, we did touch on this story, and now we've got an update to it. A long-lost John Lennon guitar is expected to fetch over $1 million at auction. The 12-string acoustic guitar is up for bid today as part of Julian's Auctions Music Icons sale. The head of the auction says it's the same guitar Lennon played on the song You've Got to Hide Your Love Away in the movie Help. The guitar was presumed lost for 50 years until it was found recently in the attic of a home in the British countryside.
Let's see. Prosecutors are preparing to bring Sean Diddy Combs accusers before a grand jury in NYC. CNN says people who have filed civil lawsuits against Combs have been notified by investigators. Combs has been named in 8 civil suits, including 7 accusing him of sexual assault. Homeland Security raided his homes in L.A. and Miami back in March, while sources indicate he was being investigated for possible sex trafficking, money laundering, and illegal drugs.
And the Kentucky Blood Center is offering a chance to win Taylor Swift tickets for donating blood. WKYT reports anyone who gives blood between now and June 29th will be entered to win 2 tickets to Taylor Swift's final U.S. date of the Eras Tour. That's going to be on November 3rd in Indianapolis. The winner will also receive a $500 Visa gift card.
We'll take a break on that note. Recapping our top stories of the day, wacky stories and good news as well.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A
public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Joe and Austin hanging out with you here for 7.5 more minutes here on Pensacola right now. Happy Wednesday. Abbreviated week here, already Thursday, tomorrow, and filling out the rest of our time here this evening with a recap of the day's top stories, wacky stories and good news, and a final check of the roads and weather this evening. In New York, Donald Trump implying he'll be convicted in his hush money trial. Jury starting deliberations today. There was no verdict. Most legal scholars say that regardless of whether he's found guilty, it is a long shot that Trump would actually be incarcerated. The judge has the discretion, if he is found guilty, to reduce his sentence to a fine or give him probation or supervision. The World Central Kitchen today says it's pausing its operations in Rafah. Israel today resumed strikes on the city after a weekend airstrike killed dozens of civilians. Also today, the world's largest humanitarian network calling for a ceasefire. That is the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. And a rare joint appearance on the campaign trail with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris both in Philadelphia today, increasing outreach to Black voters. This comes after polls show Biden support among the voting bloc dropping while Trump was gaining support there. Austin, final check of the roads this evening. How are they looking?
Well, for about the past 25 minutes or so, they've been doing pretty good. And I just took another look at the map a moment ago, and there doesn't appear to be anything on the roads that's going to hold you up for too long, Joe.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with lows mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. And a jump ahead to Friday shows a small chance for rain. It's a 40% chance over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Just kind of highlighting some of our local stories today, this morning have Mayor D.C. Reeves on the program, asked if there was any sort of conversation with now former Assistant City Attorney Heather Lindsay, who, of course, resigned at the start of the week, due in large part to the legal proceedings after she was sued by Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade over what he alleges is an unwillingness to comply with public records requests. Reeves says that, hey, you know, we don't comment on personnel decisions or actions, what may have led to it, saying that, hey, she released the resignation letter that was public record, and they will let that speak for itself. Congressman Gates saying that Northwest Florida, the recipient of some big wins in the National Defense Authorization Act, he says $98.5 million will be going towards the building of the Advanced Helicopter Training System hangar at NAS Whiting Field, another $16.5 million towards the construction of a hurricane-ready dorm at NAS Pensacola. There is also a requirement for the Navy Secretary to come up with a plan to replace the Blue Angels hangar. So I know that's definitely a big deal. Congressman, or not Congressman, Commissioner Jeff Bragosh, Escambia County District 1, was in Washington lobbying on behalf of a new Blue Angel hangar, as that one badly needs to be repaired and replaced there. Looking at some wackier stories in the headlines, Austin, a pretty interesting one in Pennsylvania today.
Really? Oh, you wanted me to read it. Sorry. A 39-year-old man in Pennsylvania named Jonathan Storms was arrested for not drunk driving. That's old school. Drunk driving instructing. Police responded to a call about a reckless driver who'd driven a white pickup truck off the street and then, while backing up to get back onto the road, ran over the sidewalk and some traffic cones. The cops tracked the driver down and found that it was just a 14-year-old boy. Jonathan was in the passenger seat, lit. He said he was a family member and was teaching the kid how to drive. After getting out of the car, he started dancing in the middle of the street, just in case the officer had any doubt that he was drunk. He was charged with endangering the welfare of children, corruption of minors, and public drunkenness. Ouch.
Yes. Almost everybody wishes they had more time in the day, and yet we all know people who were just constantly complaining about how busy they are.
You know it, man.
So we may be able to relate to this. Do you know anybody like that?
I do have some buddies of mine who, like, if we're talking, like, if I'm talking about, like, some work I got to do or whatever, they'll, like, take it as challenge that they have to talk about how much work they're doing.
All right.
They got to make it about them. I know some narcissists. That's okay. My answer.
Researchers from the University of Georgia have found that people who frequently complain about their stressful work lives are seen as less competent and less likable by those around them. Those are not the workers that are overwhelmed and are proactive about addressing it. That's a good thing. Rather, these are the people who stress brag, like they're wearing it as a badge of honor.
Yep.
Stress bragging can be bad for anyone who does it too much because, like crying wolf, those people are less likely to be offered help when they are really burned out.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just people wanting to, like, you know, have a feeling of validation as far as how much work they do, because they know at the very least they're failing to cope and they're wanting someone to believe that they've got it so rough.
Right.
Some good news here. An Army vet in central Pennsylvania, we're back to that state, saved the lives of two fishermen on Memorial Day when their boat sank in a remote section of a river. Mark Latanzi, hope I'm saying that right, or Latanzi, spent 8.5 years in the Army and now works as a fitness instructor. My goodness, I cannot speak this evening. He was on a party boat with his friends and scooped him up, and everything on the boat was lost, unfortunately, but they're okay, and that is what matters.
Well, you know, listen, if there is a time of year to be on a sinking boat in a lake, it's probably Memorial Day or July 4th weekend. A
lot of people at the beach.
Yeah. A high school senior in Boston won a $10,000 scholarship last week, beating out five other finalists. But then the anonymous donor behind it decided, hey, you know what? Those finalists deserve to win too. So they put up another $50,000, ensuring that all of the finalists get a $10,000 scholarship. So well done out of the donor there, and congrats to all the finalists. All right, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. Back tomorrow on a Thursday. Same time, same place, 4 to 7 for Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.